Kendra Luxmore, what's your title with the health unit?
Program manager in the health and well-being program.
Okay, so you have a special event or promotion coming up at the Family Day Rock Game. Can you tell me about it?
Sure. So this coming Family Day on Monday, February 19th at 2 p.m., the Porcupine Health Unit has teamed up with the Timmins Rock as well as a local family, the Sagang family, to launch the Heads Up campaign, which is our concussion awareness campaign.
I guess it's rather apropos that you're doing it at a hockey game with a couple of hockey teams.
Absolutely. We do see injuries happening in sport, and we're aware that oftentimes concussions go unreported, so we felt it'd be the perfect environment to get the message out.
Can you break down the message a little bit? What are you telling people?
Sure. So recognizing injury is very important, being open with your coach, your parent, your friends, letting them know that you're injured, and sitting out during that time period is extremely important for a full recovery from a concussion.
So even if you take a hit and your head rattles and you feel like there might be something wrong, speak up.
Absolutely. Talk to a parent or a coach, someone you trust, and let them know that you're not feeling so great.
Medical follow-up is called for too.
Absolutely. So checking in with your practitioner and having a clearance to get back into the game is the recommended protocol.
What are the dangers of not reporting concussion?
So we know that concussions can have long-term effects on individuals, including memory loss, disturbed sleep, changes in our mood, our appetite. They can really affect us for a long time.
Can they come back later? Like you might feel good today or for the next few months or whatever, but then those symptoms hit you? Or is it much more immediate than that?
Concussions can definitely have a lasting effect and a chronic effect on us. So recognizing them early and treating them appropriately is very important. And we also know that concussions can reoccur. People can have more than one concussion, and the lasting effects can increase, of course.
Hey, I'm wearing a hockey helmet when I'm out there playing. I won't get a concussion. Will I?
Concussions can happen whether or not we're wearing helmets. Helmets are an important piece of our protective equipment, but they can't prevent concussions.
So what are you going to be doing at the game?
So in teaming up with the Timmins Rock, we felt it the perfect group to speak to concussions. They're great advocates to youth. They're well known in our community. So we'll be working with the Rock to launch the campaign. And then from there, there'll be some little tidbits throughout the game to talk about concussion awareness. And following the game, there'll be a meet and greet with the players, who will be able to share their personal experiences with concussions. So we're encouraging all youth to stick around and have those informal conversations with their hockey heroes.
Now, without getting into too much detail or breaching anyone's privacy, was concussion a factor in Ryan Sagan's death at a very young age?
So I'm not here to speak on the Sagan family's behalf. However, I can say that Ryan was an advocate for concussion awareness and for mental health, and we felt that it a wonderful opportunity to work together to get such an important message out. Ryan's family does have an individual who's been tagged for media, and I'm happy to share that with you so they can speak to their story.
Do you have anything to add?
We're just encouraging our families across the district to get their tickets to the game and come on out for such a great event.